Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kay Johnson Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Kay in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
Our own Carson Horn had the opportunity to sit down with Kay Johnson Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance at the recent National Farm Broadcasters annual meeting, talking about the latest on the efforts of the anti-animal agriculture crowd in trying to push cattle producers, hog producers, and others out of business.
Never a dull moment in the world of animal rights targeting animal agriculture, and they have a multitude of tactics that they use. One of the top ones we've been seeing are this year is really targeting the retailers, restaurants, and even investors in companies that are publicly traded companies to try to present a very false and negative image of animal agriculture. So specifically, they've been they have produced undercover videos. They go in and introduce shareholder resolutions, and all with a very negative image of animal ag across all sectors.
Yeah.
Specifically, you know, they have really targeted food companies and pushing them to adopt standards that are completely not based on science, not good for the animals, and not good for consumers.
The case says the anti-animal agriculture groups want to put animal agriculture out of business. No coexistence allowed.
So one of the things that the Animal Ag Alliance does is we actually send people to their national conferences. And one of the themes that we heard this year for their strategies was to drop the whole factory farm campaign, because they want to target farms of all sizes. They think any farm that where animals are raised for food is bad. And regardless of size, regardless of management and so forth, it is just all farms are bad. They're really kind of going after, you know, not just the large companies anymore, but small farms as well. Some are very direct about what they do, and in fact, we've seen kind of a resurgence of some new groups that have popped up that using old-style activist tactics of protesting on the farms or protesting at processing plants when the animals are being transported to the processor. They have been going to grocery stores, holding funerals at meat cases, putting flowers on meat in the meat cases, trying to reach the public and try to, you know, call all meat is murder, and really reaching with that message. So you still have the groups like HSUS that are very slick in how they present themselves. They're very professional and say that they want to work with ag when their agenda is exactly the same as these more extreme groups that are doing the more violence and disruptions in businesses. Both have the same end goal, and that is the elimination of animal agriculture.
Kay Johnson Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.